have our children's moments.
Of course, I always have something, don't I? Do you know what love is? Do you know what is love? What is love? Somebody? A feeling. Okay. Do we talk about love? Huh? We talk about love, don't you? I love ice cream. The gooey and ooey, the better it is. I don't like plain. I like it with all the junk in it. You love ice cream? I love watching baseball. No? You love football. Right. She loves soccer.
I love softball.
Softball? Yeah. And you, what do you love? Huh? You play soccer? Yeah. So there's something that we love. A group of professionals asked some children about from the age 4 to 8, what does love mean? And here are some of their responses. Love is when a girl puts on perfume and a boy puts on shaving cologne and they go out and smell each other. This is from Kara, age 5. Love is when you go out to eat and give somebody most of your French fries without making them give you more back. That's from Christy, age 6. Love is when you tell a guy you like his shirt and then he wears it every day. Nicole, age 7. Love is when mommy gives daddy the best piece of chicken. That's from a girl named age 5. Love is when your puppy licks your face even after you left him alone all day. And that's from a girl named age 4. Yeah. Love is when my mommy makes coffee for my daddy and she takes a sip before giving it to him to make sure it tastes okay. That's from a boy age 7. If I were to ask you to tell me what love is, what would be your answer? What is love? Since you listened to all this. Huh? Feelings? What else? Huh? What else? What else is love to you?
Jesus.
Jesus, right? What else? You know? Love can be anything. I think if we really want to know what love is, the best place to find the answer is in the Bible. God not only told us what love is, he showed us. The Bible says God showed how much he loved us by sending Jesus to die for us. Even though we were very sinful, wow, just think, we were always in the wrong. But he loved us so, so much that he sent his son to die for us, even though we didn't deserve it. Can you imagine somebody doing that for you. And here, God did it for us without us asking. You know that list of answers the children gave to the question, what is love? Well, here is one more. God could have said magic words to remove the nails off the cross, but he didn't. That's love. I think that really says it all, don't you? That he was willing to let his son die for us. Let us pray. Dear Father, we thank you for loving us even though we do not deserve it. Help us to love others in the same way. Amen.